I grew up queer and closeted in small-town Idaho. All through high school, I heard fellow students say horrible things about people like me. A girl in my class was teased because, after graduating, her older brother had come out as gay and moved to Seattle. The first and only time I tried to experiment with my sexuality in Idaho, I was cornered in a bathroom a week later by an older girl on my basketball team and asked aggressively, "Are you a lesbian?" I told her the truth. No, I wasn't. But I was bisexual, and it wasn't until I moved to Washington for college that I felt safe enough to come out and explore my identity. When I would go back to visit my family, I noticed something interesting. Idaho was seemingly becoming more open to queerness. My younger brother told me there were a few students in high school who were dating and out as lesbians. I attended a street festival and saw not only queer people out and about, but allies too, wearing shirts in support of their LGBTQ+ friends, family, and neighbors. As queerness was becoming more and more visible in public spaces, the state's politics were getting more and more aggressive towards us. I never moved back to Idaho, instead choosing to make Spokane my home. But I wondered about the people who stayed. The people who work to hold safe pride festivals in Coeur d'Alene. The lesbian couple holding hands at Lewiston's Dogwood Festival. The trans advocates fighting anti-queer legislation down at the State House in Boise. As my fellow reporter Val Osier always tells me, there is nothing more powerful than a reporter's curiosity. So I'm proud to share the stories of queer Idahoans who stayed, who still call the state their home.